time with
Rumi.
The goose that laid the golden eggs. This is another story from the Osborne Illustrated Animal Stories. Long ago, in a distant land, there lived a poor man and his wife. The man's name was Tom. And his wife...
Who's Tom?
The farmer.
Who?
And his wife was
Who's
called...
This
is Tom. Okay.
Who? Lazy. What's Tom?
He is Tom. And his wife was called Alina. They were very poor, but they had everything they needed. They had a goat to give them milk and a tabby cat to keep them company. They had a garden to grow vegetables, and they had hens and geese to lay fresh eggs for breakfast and supper. So Tom and Alina were content. Every morning, Tom got up early and filled a basket with just laid eggs. Then he set out from their cottage to sell the eggs at the local village market. One morning, as Tom was collecting the eggs, he found something strange. What's this? One of the eggs was dark yellow and very, very heavy. Tom was annoyed. He thought it had to be a trick. He raced outside shouting for Alina. Look at this! Someone stole one of our eggs and left a stone in its place. But Alina looked closer. That's not a stone, Tom. To her astonishment, Tom was holding a solid gold egg. That day, Tom took all the eggs to the market as usual. Then he headed for the goldsmith to show him the golden egg. The goldsmith couldn't believe his eyes when Tom held up the egg. That's remarkable, he cried. I'll buy it. And he gave Tom a bag bulging with shiny gold coins. Tom gasped. He had never seen so much money in his life. Tom went straight back to the market and bought a beautiful silk dress for Alina. Then he went home thinking about how happy she would be when he gave her the dress. As soon as he got home, he held out the dress proudly. But to his disappointment, Alina wasn't happy at all.
You didn't like it?
In fact, she looked annoyed. It's not that she didn't like it. She thought he was wasting the money. Oh, Tom, it's far too good for me to wear, she snapped. And we need to fix the roof. Tom felt dreadful. Alina was right. He should have saved the money instead of rushing out to spend it. It was too late now. He had spent every last coin on the dress. He sighed. Then the next morning, when Tom went to collect the eggs, look, another one. He found another golden egg, exactly like the first one. And the morning after that, he found yet another. It's a little white goose, he said happily. She must be a magic goose. Every day, Tom sold a golden egg to the goldsmith. He used the money to buy splendid new clothes for himself and Alina. He built a bigger, grander house with a bigger and better garden. Then he hired servants to look after the animals and tend the fruit and vegetables for him. Tom and Alina were rich. But as they became richer, they also became greedier. I want a huge house. Very soon, one golden egg a day wasn't enough for them. There must be a way of getting more golden eggs, said Tom one afternoon. If only that little white goose would lay faster, Alina murmured. I know, she cried out. Let's kill the goose. Then we can cut her open and get all the eggs at once. We'll be the richest people in the world. They're going to kill the goose to get all the eggs.
What?
Yeah, so Alina grabbed the goose and Tom killed it. But when they opened up the goose, they found that there was no gold inside at all. What have we done? Wailed Alina. No more gold. We'll be poor again. They had been too greedy and now they had lost everything.
Why is that?
They killed the goose to get more eggs. But once the goose died, there was nobody to lay eggs anymore, so there was no more golden eggs. So they became poor again. Tom kept on collecting eggs every morning, but he never found another golden egg as long as he lived.
It's not finished then.
You like the story?
Yeah.
You did? What's the moral of the story?
Sky is falling.
That's a different story. What's the moral of this story? That you shouldn't be greedy.
Yeah.
You should be happy with what you have.
Yeah, I am happy.
You are happy?
Yeah.
Very good. High five. Nice. That's the end.
Yeah.